I've presented numerous examples on this ECG blog of the many forms of AV Wankybach. Among the more unusual of these forms is the phenomenon of dual-level Wankybach conduction out of the AV node. This is not common, but it does occur, so brief discussion on how to recognize this phenomenon so that it is not confused with more severe forms of AV block may be worthwhile. When we mention the term Wankybach with respect to ECG interpretation, most providers immediately think of the Mobitz 1 form of second-degree AV block, in which the PR interval progressively increases until a beat is dropped, and then the cycle begins again. While Mobitz 1 is the most common form of Wankybach conduction, it's important to realize that there are many other forms of Wankybach conduction. These include SA Wankybach, atrial flutter, atrial tachycardia, and/or atrial fibrillation with Wankybach conduction, parasystole with Wankybach type exit block, and junctional or ventricular rhythms with retrograde Wankybach conduction, to name just a few. What all of these rhythms have in common is Wankybach periodicity. That is, a series of ECG findings that are characteristic of Wankybach conduction. The most easily recognizable feature of Wankybach conduction is group beating. That is, groups of beats that occur in a pattern that is reproducible. This may be a fixed pattern, such as a bigeminal rhythm, in which shorter R2R intervals alternate with longer R2R intervals so that there are repetitive two-beat groups. In a bigeminal rhythm, each of the shorter R2R intervals are of equal duration, and each of the longer R2R intervals are also of equal duration. Often, the pattern of group beating won't be as obvious as strict bigeminy, so that you may see a mixture of two-beat and three-beat or even four or more beat groups that are separated by pauses. But what tells you that the pattern you are looking at is group beating is that the duration of the longer R2R intervals is the same, and that many of the shorter R2R intervals are also similar, if not of the same duration. Note, you can see group beating with or without P waves. That is, a junctional rhythm without P waves may manifest group beating out of the AV node, in which case you may see a narrow QRS rhythm without P waves, which occurs in repetitive groups in which the R2R interval duration for longer and shorter intervals is the same in each of the groups. For simplicity, I'll only mention one of the other features of Wankybach periodicity, which is that the pause that contains the drop beat is less than twice the shortest R2R interval. This relationship tends to hold true with Wankybach periodicity even when you are dealing with a rhythm without P waves, such as a junctional rhythm or atrial fibrillation. Again, the longest R2R interval should be less than twice the shortest R2R interval. The final point that I'll make is that for there to be Mobitz 1, that is AV Wankybach, the atrial rhythm should be regular, or at least almost regular, as may be the case when there is sinus arrhythmia. If P wave morphology changes, or if some of the P waves occur much earlier or much later than expected, then you are probably not dealing with AV Wankybach, but instead with some other phenomenon such as blocked BACs or sinus pauses from sick sinus syndrome. So, how does this all relate to recognition of dual-level Wankybach? Well, on occasion, especially with rapid atrial rhythms such as atrial tachycardia, atrial flutter, or even sinus tachycardia with Mobitz 1, you may see more than a single non-conducted P wave in a row. Our initial tendency is to suspect some form of high-grade AV block when this happens, with greater concern that a pacemaker may be needed. But if the phenomenon of dual-level AV block is responsible for this consecutive lack of P-wave conduction, this phenomenon may be physiologic if the underlying rhythm is atrial flutter or atrial tachycardia, since normal 1-to-1 AV conduction will most probably be restored if the A flutter or A tach is converted to sinus rhythm. Similarly, sinus rhythm with Mobitz 1, in which consecutive P-waves are non-conducted, does not have as worrisome clinical implications when the reason for this consecutive non-conduction is that atrial impulses on their way through the AV node encounter two different levels of Wankybach block. How then to recognize dual-level Wankybach? And how to distinguish this conduction defect from true Mobitz 2, in which prompt pacing is often needed? The answer is by recognizing Wankybach periodicity. You'll see group beating, the atrial rhythm will be regular, the relative pauses, that is, the longer R2R intervals, will be less than twice the shortest R2R intervals. When the atrial rhythm is rapid, many of the P waves may be hidden, either within the QRS or within the ST segment. but a tip-off to Winkybot conduction is that you will see some PR intervals that repeat, with one of these PR intervals clearly being longer than the other. There may also be repetition of the duration of several R2R intervals. In contrast with MoBits 2, the QRS tends to be wide, the QRS is usually narrow with AV Winkybot unless there was pre-existing bundle branch block, and with MoBits 2, the PR interval will be fixed for those beats that are conducted. In conclusion, a picture tells a thousand words, so I'll add links to some additional examples of this dual-level Winkybot phenomenon. But consider the possibility of dual-level Winkybot conduction out of the AV node in rhythms with consecutive non-conducted atrial activity if you see group eating with Winkybot periodicity.